Join us this Saturday night for Friendo Fest 24, our very first 24-hour live stream at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. We'll be doing live watch-alongs, playing video games with friendos, and having some special guests plan to drop by. Go follow and hang out, yeah? Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, we've got backstage details on an AEW match turn shoot fight. WWE brings in another former superstar, and we preview tonight's SmackDown. But first, is Finn Balor really confident of a Bullet Club reunion? Larson, what's in the news?
So, new NXT champion, Finn Balor, recently spoke to the... What is this? He doesn't do this. He's not on Thunderdome. What was that?
He does this.
All right. Anyways, Finn recently spoke to the Hindustan Times and was asked if he foresaw a Bullet Club reunion in WWE between himself and fellow Bullet Club alumni AJ Styles, Adam Cole, Bay Bay. This is how Finn responded, quote, "It is something that people have been talking about for almost 6 years. I feel like all the pieces haven't been in place yet. We need that perfect moment. It wasn't right for AJ at the time. It wasn't right for me or Adam at the time. But there will come a point in time, all the stars align, where we would be able to get a club moment with me and AJ, AJ and Adam included."
Yeah, that'd be nice, but unfortunately, Vince doesn't really understand any of that stuff. Was that picture of Vince McMahon wearing a Bullet Club from like years, a Bullet Club shirt from years ago? Was that a real thing, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways, this would be cool. It'd have been cooler when like Gallows and Anderson were there and they actually put together something that like was like the Nexus but Bullet Club, and you have this really cool faction with a really cool logo. It's silly how simple things really are, and the WWE just doesn't do them because it's the kind of stuff everybody wants to see, you know. But yeah. God forbid they do that.
I looked up this image. Okay, this image of Vince. With the Bullet Club shirt. That's why he's taking a selfie in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that same picture of Vince with various shirts on. And yeah. In fact, under the search results, there's several other pictures of Vince with that different shirts on.
Club shirt reel. I'm just going to find out. What is the origin of the Vince Bullet Club shirt photo? Let's see here. All right. So apparently, according to three things on Reddit from 4 years ago, it's not real. The first one I ever saw of that picture was the Bullet Club one. And then subsequently, mm-hmm. I saw other variations. So I was like, oh, I wonder if he's like trolling people or whatever. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Vince McMahon has no interest in doing cool shit like that. They kind of went in a direction with the OC, and they had like of their own pseudo corporate logo versions, like the plug-in logo generators the OC.
It was as close to Bullet Club as they could probably legally get.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm all for doing new cool stuff. As long as they actually did new cool stuff, I think a faction with guys who already have chemistry is a no-brainer idea. To have brought in
Balor.
You see,
that was Undisputed Era. I mean, they were all friends. They all worked together in Ring of Honor.
That's the perfect way to approach it. Undisputed Era was a new WWE thing that, you know, they approached in a way. You get a bunch of guys who really like each other, who have chemistry, have history. You can reference that stuff and you move forward with it. You don't have to call them the club, the original club, the only club, whatever they were calling them, you know, do something that's new, that's fresh, but using guys who have a chemistry, have a history, you can reference that. You can get stories out of it. It's pretty simple. They never really went that path with the Bullet Club necessarily, although they kind of did with the OC.
Wasn't the first iteration of AJ and Gallows and Anderson just called the club?
Yeah.
And when they got put back together, then it was the OC.
There was that great moment, during the match between the four way with Balor and Cole, where they did the two sweet. That was kind of unexpected, only because they never really reference that kind of stuff anymore.
Backstage following Finn's win, Adam Cole comes up to him, congratulate him. They two sweet.
Yeah, that was cool too. So, it'd be neat. It'd be cool if a guy like Finn Balor, maybe at a certain point, if he gets enough pull, if he gets enough stroke, he can be a guy who says, "Hey, Vince, let me grab some of these guys and let's do a Bullet Club thing and we'll make it really cool. We'll get like an outside designer, a Juan Ortiz perhaps, to do the logo. It'll be nothing like Bullet Club, but it'll be cool. It'll be its own thing. We'll put some skulls in it because everybody loves skulls. Anyways, speaking of old stuff coming back, is that our next story? No, speaking of cool stuff that happened. I don't know. I don't have a segue for this one, man. What happened here
today?
This NWA women's title match on AEW Dynamite. Steve called this one. That looked awkward. Yeah. Sure enough, seems like it was actually a shoot fight, Larson.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, this in our AEW recap that it looked like the match between Thunder Rosa and Ivelisse on this past Wednesday's Dynamite was pretty stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And according to Fightful Select, that apparently, in fact, was the case.
Mm-hmm.
As they said, quote, things broke down a bit. And the two started to go at each other physically.
Uh-oh.
As to why, this is what Fightful Select is reporting. By the way, go subscribe to Fightful Select. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
they do
great.
Fantastic work. Anyways, Fightful's reporting, quote, word spread among the locker room after the match with wrestlers and AEW saying they didn't seem to be getting along prior, and they continue. During the match, Ivelisse was seen no-selling some of the spots, and Rosa took exception to this. Rosa said to take the perception of NWA seriously and didn't want them looking bad in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, whatever issues either were or in play here between the two of them, their tag match apparently is still happening next week.
Yeah.
Where Thunder Rosa and Hikaru Shida are tagging against Ivelisse and Diamante.
Apparently
it's,
also
it's just one of those things and it got worked out or I don't know. I don't know.
Well, given that this was taped in advance, apparently they mm-hmm. did do some editing to the match. So there was even more of this that we were not privy to. For it to be seemingly as uncomfortable as backstage, watching this, I'm kind of curious what more stuff in the match, what it looked like. Mm-hmm. Ivelisse, for her part on Twitter, had a couple sort of very vague statements or vague things that she said that could be part of this, and then one that's not so vague. She posted up a quote. I think it was one of the first things that she posted after the match. You will not break me, for I am unbreakable. I will live with integrity, fight with honor, and die for what's right. She posted this. Whoever uses social media to comment on things that know nothing about or twist things or bully is seriously disturbed. So maybe she's been catching some heat for this. Let them work it out, people. There's no need to start tagging these people with the kind of stuff. It is what it is. It'd be interesting to see this tag match next week, see how that goes down. And it'll mm-hmm. be interesting mm-hmm. to see obviously Thunder Rosa is hardcore NWA, and it'll be interesting to see. But Ivelisse, I don't think she's actually, or we haven't heard a report that she hasn't been signed by AEW in any event. There's been no Ivelisse is All Elite Wrestling picture floating around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see. If she gets signed by AEW, if that means, hey, you know, these things happen. If she doesn't, maybe that means, you know, we're not really into this kind of stuff happening on broadcast. Because if that happened live on air, you can't edit that, you know. So, yeah, interesting to keep an eye on that particular thing.
Definitely, definitely.
Speaking of things to keep an eye on, this has a spoiler in it for something that could be happening tonight.
Yes.
Monday.
Seemingly very soon.
So keep in mind, if you don't want a spoiler on a potential star returning, potentially, allegedly, just flip on a different video. We got a great 10 for the win that came out a couple weeks ago. That's not getting enough love and attention. Go watch that.
Yes. Yes.
Here we go.
Please do.
You've been warned. Looks like WWE is looking to bring in more former talent because PW Insider is reporting that this former WWE Women's Champion and WWE Divas Champion Melina Perez has come to terms for a return to the WWE. They're told by multiple sources that Perez will be returning to WWE programming within the next week. She was the manager of the very successful M&M group with Mercury and was it Donnie Mundo? Johnny Nitro.
Yeah, it was Johnny Nitro at the time. Yeah, now John Morrison.
Now John Morrison. Wait, was he Nitro at the time?
Yeah.
Of that? Okay, he wasn't Morrison at the time?
No, because MMN.
It wouldn't have been three M's.
Sorry, is Mercury, Molina, Nitro.
Nitro. MN, Mercury, Nitro, Molina.
Why is it so hard to get that out? MNM.
Because it's a bunch of sounds that sound like similar, but they're not. So that's cool. I mean, she did it, the last time I saw her, she was in the NWA. Mm-hmm. So right on. That's cool. She ain't aged. At least when she was on the NWA, I was like, how is it this person has an Asian?
She won the 24/7 title.
Rollin
Thousand or something like that?
Oh, okay. I thought that was Candice. No, that was Michelle. What was her name?
I think Michelle. Both of them did. Didn't Melina win the 24/7
title? Maybe you're right. I don't know. A lot of people won it then. They had a lot of people there for that now. Thank you. We got a SmackDown tonight.
Maybe it was just Candice Michelle. I thought Melina was there too. Oh, Melina was the referee.
Ah, that makes sense. So you were close. SmackDown's tonight. And poor hapless Jey Uso is once again tagging with the guy who's going to absolutely murder him coming up in Clash of Champions.
It was on Raw Reunion that she was special guest referee, not Raw 1000. I knew that was wrong as soon as I said it. Roman Reigns and Jey Uso against Sheamus and King Corbin in a Samoan street fight.
Uh-huh. Also, Sasha Banks. Oh, and didn't you say the stipulation on this match is Roman Reigns has to come out first?
I read that somewhere, but on the official WWE thing, it didn't say that. So maybe that's not the case.
It should be. That'd be the first
I read
thing
things
Jey Uso's
and I
done.
Just, I half pay it. I read things and half pay attention. So,
I do the same thing. I talk about so much stuff on this show that I'm like, I just sort of read. It could be anybody on Twitter. We're not a good source of information, to be honest with the people. Anyway, Sasha Banks. She's going to respond to Bayley for the first time since Devastating Attack. I hope she comes out in one of those full body casts.
Exactly. It's too soon for her to come back. I feel like it needs to be a couple more weeks, but I understand she's a ratings draw. They want to get her back on TV as soon as possible.
Yeah, big ratings draw. Alexa Bliss welcomes Nikki Cross as a special guest on Moment of Bliss. This is going to get weird.
Sorry, you know what they should do with Sasha? Remember that bit? I just saw a gif of it, so it's fresh in my mind, of when Kevin Nash was on Nitro and he was in the wheelchair because he had his leg in a cast and it was extended out.
Yeah,
but he had a blanket over it. He had that great shot where he just very calmly lifts the blanket up, and it's all fake, and he just stands up. That's what Sasha should do.
Anything Kevin Nash does, people should be doing. AJ Styles is also going to battle Sami Zayn as the Intercontinental title argument heats up. The debate over who is Intercontinental champion.
Who is true Intercontinental champion?
I mean, AJ Styles clearly is not. I mean, yeah, I don't even know how he is.
He doesn't have. Well, his claim is that Jeff Hardy cheated during their match, and that's why he's champion. I know it doesn't matter.
The ref's decision is final. It's like MJF calling himself the undeclared AEW champion. Sorry, Maxwell. I know you watch this show. You're not the champion.
That's not a sign of disrespect to you as a main eventer. That's just, referee's decision stance.
I'll be honest. I'm kind of disrespecting his assertion that he is the uncrowned champion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The man's welcome to his opinion.
Yeah, sure.
It's an opinion.
Kids these days. He's only 24 years old. What were you doing when you were 24? Jack shit. That was the answer. Jack shit.
Yeah, nothing.
You know what I was doing at 24? Jack shit.
Nothing. Nothing.
Anyways.
Nothing.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Tomorrow, we're doing this.
God, less than 24 hours. Oh, my goodness.
10 a.m. Pacific time. We're going to start our first ever 24-hour live stream. Why didn't we just do an 8-hour one for getting 500 subs? We don't even have 500 subs.
I don't know. That was your idea.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. I so half-heartedly agreed to it, and then I threw it to you. It was like, hey, dude, Rich said that.
Oh, you
wanted
me
to
be the one that live on air say, no, I'm not going to do that. So I'd take the heat for being the one who's not up.
Why didn't you just say, can we start at 8 hours? If you said that, we'd only have to do this for 8 hours.
It didn't occur to me.
Oh, God.
Why put forth the idea if you weren't into it? Huh? Why
you
put the onus squarely on me?
Dude, I jumped. You're supposed to level
you're
me
impulsive,
out, man.
I know.
I know. You're usually decent at leveling me out.
If you hadn't done it when we were or propositioned me with that when we were live on air, I might have. But I had everybody in chat, hey, Larson, do it. Do it. Do it. It's peer pressure.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass right there. Anyways, we got to go and get some sleep.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me.
I do a little bit. Anyways,
don't blame me. We got SmackDown tonight. We got to do a recap for too.
Fuck. All right, we'll be there at twitch.tv/StephenLarson for our SmackDown recap, and then tomorrow is the big day. So thanks for watching, everybody. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/StephenLarson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/StephenLarson.